Hello and welcome to KIOS at the Movies. I'm your host, Joshua LeBuer. If you know me, you know that I love physical media. I'm a proponent for owning the movies that you love on Blu-ray, 4K, DVD, VHS, whatever medium you prefer. And today I'm joined by writer and film critic Genevieve Radosti for a discussion about our favorite Blu-ray releases of 2024. So let's start at your number three favorite physical media release of the year.
So number three for me is kind of a tie. It was a great year for Italian horror fans and people like me, Barbara Steele fans. So I have the Vinegar Syndrome release of The Horrible Dr. Hitchcock with Barbara Steele, which is very big Rebecca vibes with a lot of necrophilia on top. And this one was on Blu-ray for a while from Olive Films, which is now a defunct label, unfortunately. So it was really nice that Vinegar Syndrome brought it back. So I was happy about that. So story-wise, I was really excited about this one, but like the fact that it got a physical media release, I was really happy about Severin Films doing a 4K of Castle of Blood, again with Barbara Steele. That one was in this Danza Macabra Volume 2 set of Italian Gothic movies, but after I bought the set, I think I got this for my birthday, they did release Castle of Blood separate. And the reason this one was a big deal to me is that it is the Italian uncut version on high def for the first time and actually available on home video, totally uncut, one language. A while back, Synapse Films released a DVD of it, but it was like part English, part Spanish. The quality was really but this looks really good from Severin Films. So thank you, Severin, for that.
I'll have to say my number three is a film from a filmmaker who I really love and I've loved for a long time. He has one of my favorite movies of the year, but it's a documentary I've never seen of his, and it's Spirit of 45. It's a film by Ken Loach, and it's kind of about the rise of the Labor Party in the 1940s, which led to the creation of a way more socialist socialist UK at the time, specifically with the creation of NHS and other things like that, which unfortunately over the years has been kind of chipped away at a lot of the progress that was made at the time. But it was still really beautiful to see. I mean, it kind of reminds me of here with the New Deal in the United States, how that was just such a huge moment for workers in the US, for people of for working people essentially in the United States. But, you know, over the years with the rise of certain politicians, and specifically in the UK with Margaret Thatcher, and in the United States with Ronald Reagan, unfortunately, a lot of those wins in that era have been chipped away at. But fortunately for the UK, they still have the NHS, and we still have some pretty strong labor laws, although they're being chipped away at slowly.
Right, as we speak. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Especially with the new administration coming in. So it was nice to see a film that was inspirational and showing that these things are possible, even at very hard times. Of course, like in the UK, they are reeling from a giant war. So
Yeah, it is kind of inspirational to look back and be like, look, we've done this before. We've been here before. We shall overcome.
Yeah, and this is put out by a Vinegar Syndrome partner label, the Film Desk. So yeah, what's your number two?
Number two, I went with this one has sold out already, so I'm sorry to anyone listening who wants to go snap it up, but the Second Sight Films 4K release of the Blair Witch Project.
That's also going to be tied for my number two.
Hey, yes. Found footage is one of my favorite subgenres. I really have a special place in my heart for it. It was a lot of my introduction to horror films was through, I'm going to age myself here because I'm a baby, but like Paranormal Activity and things like that. So Blair Witch has a special place in my heart. And this is the first time that it is seen the way the filmmakers intended, with its original elements scanned. Because as you know, I think when they put it in theaters, they basically had to shoot the film again using a 35 millimeter camera so that they could send prints to theaters. So this is the first time that the 16 millimeter and high 8 elements were scanned and put on a disc. It is Region B, so you got to have a region free player, which it's a good investment if you are collecting.
Exactly. Yeah. And in some ways, you'll have access to a lot of films that maybe never got a Blu-ray release in the US, but the UK and Germany specifically seem to get a lot of films that have only come out on DVD and VHS in the US seem to have them on Blu-ray, especially in the art house world. But the I'm going to just go because Blair Witch was going to be tied for my second, so we can just go off on it. But the hardcover book it comes with is amazing. It comes with like the notebook, her like work or Heather's workbook from the film, mm-hmm. and a 2.5 hour documentary about the making of the film that you can even log on Letterboxd. So
you get another movie for free. It's amazing. I was looking through the book and I'm like, this is a literal book. Like you could log this on Goodreads. It's so full of stuff. So yeah, that's exciting.
And I loved revisiting it because I haven't seen the film in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I remember it being really scary when I saw it the first time. I was probably still a teenager. I remember my mom going to the movie theater to see it and everybody was talking about how it was real and they were all kind of confused about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting to see the in the documentary about the marketing campaign of that, which in some ways is really cool and was really beautifully done, and in other ways was really bad for the actors that were part of the film and kind of had a very negative impact on their personal lives and career. So it's definitely a mixed bag, but it was kind of great to see the context, and also rewatching it so long after seeing so many found footage films and how minimalist the film is and how well it still works.
I agree.
Like it still got me, that ending and everything just still really got me. And it's so simple. There's not a bunch of crazy effects or anything like that.
Exactly. Cause I feel like a lot of found footage will take you out of it with CGI and things like that. No, well, a little bit of shade, but like with Late Night at with the Devil and then mm-hmm. Her head splitting open and rays of light and stuff. And it's like, okay, I am watching a movie. I am not watching.
Yeah.
Found footage. Whereas exactly. Blair Witch, it's like, this could be real. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably my biggest disappointment of the year was Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil.
I was so excited to see the film and I know. I just thought that it ultimately like really took me out of it and didn't really affect me at all.
Yeah, I love David Dismalchian, but I was disappointed in the movie itself. It didn't really bring anything new for me.
Yeah, he was great.
Yes, he's wonderful.
His performance is incredible. But because there were two movies this year that were like really buzzed about and had really interesting premises that really disappointed me. And that was one. And the other was for me In a Violent Nature.
Really?
Sweet. So I'll go with my other number two.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite films of the year, but it's I Saw the TV Glow.
Beautiful.
I loved this movie so much. It made me really sad. Which I like. It reminded me of, I think I described it in my review of, there was like this ephemeral feeling I used to get as a kid mm-hmm. watching SNCC, which was like teen programming on Nickelodeon on Saturday nights. And there were all these shows like Roundhouse, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Nick News, all this stuff. And these shows had a huge impact on me as a kid. That was like the only programming that I had to watch every week. Like, and I knew what time it started and I was there ready for it. And this film really captured that kind of ephemeral feeling of there's almost like a sadness mm-hmm. to it.
It's a devastating movie.
It really, yeah. And I just loved the way it played with the ideas of nostalgia and media as a youth mm-hmm. and finding yourself and a coming of age story almost, but a trans allegory for this one specifically. And I just thought it was a beautiful film and the release is great. I just love these A24 digipacks.
They are gorgeous. And I am so glad that they're putting them out sooner now. Because yeah. It used to be like they would let them go to Walmart on DVD and then 2 years, like Last Black Man in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I went to Walmart, I bought the DVD and now it has a beautiful digipack from A24. And I'm like, come on.
I know. Yeah, they did that with The Lighthouse and stuff too.
Yeah.
So, it's like, so now I'm glad that it's, yeah. And now you can get them at Barnes & Noble. So it was mm-hmm. nice because, you know, sometimes I want to get one, but I don't want to pay like $8 for shipping on one movie. So 100%. So now I'm a Barnes & Noble member, so I can go get 10% off and not have to pay shipping. So I finally went and got Zone of Interest. And whenever Heretic comes out, I'll grab that one. But well, yeah, I just loved I loved the movie, and I loved the artwork, and I loved the release itself. So, all right. What's your number one?
My number one, I do not have with me right now because I'm hoping I get it for Christmas because it came out. Yes, it came out on Black Friday. So I was like, I'm going to wait. I know there's plenty of copies, so I'll wait till Christmas. If I don't get it, I'll buy it from Vinegar Syndrome in January when their partner label month is over. But Looking for Mr. Goodbar on 4K. That was a holy grail for me from the 70s, directed by Richard Brooks, starring Diane Keaton and Richard Gere, about a woman who tries to enjoy the sexual revolution and pays the price for it. It's a deeply troubling movie, but it has not been on home video since VHS. So I was shocked when I heard it announced from Vinegar Syndrome. I was so excited because even though it's an upsetting movie and I don't think its politics are really, I would say they're pretty regressive, you know, but I think it's a beautiful movie. I think the performances are amazing and it's really important in the history of film, in my opinion.
Yeah. And that film I had known about for a long time, but I have never seen it.
It's upsetting. It's online. You can find it, but yeah. I am excited to see it restored in 4K for sure, because I think what's online tends to be old VHS rips or like when it screens on Turner Classic Movies, they'll put that online. So I'm very excited to have my own copy, hopefully in a week. And if not a week, a couple weeks.
Nice. Yeah. I have my, my Vinegar Syndrome Black Friday order is taking a while.
Yeah. Vinegar Syndrome. Yep. Yeah.
I have a really stupid movie on the way that I'm excited about.
What is it?
Congo.
Oh, yes. Not stupid. Exciting.
I know. I'm like, this movie's so dumb, but can I have a huge 4K box set of it? Sure. Why not?
I love it.
I love like those fun. I have a kind of a love for Hollywood movies that completely bomb and are trying to take big swings. I don't know. It for me, it's fun. I just watched Joker Folie à Deux last night. And
how was it?
I'm kind of in the John Waters camp. If you've read what he said about it, I kind of feel the same way.
Okay. Like, I will have to check it out then.
So my number one is Twilight.
Yes.
It's a film from 1990 from someone who produced a lot of Bellatar films and produced Satan Tango. And he directed this kind of very minimalist noir. It was a film that I never heard of. I never heard of this filmmaker. I just bought this because I kept reading about it and it sounded really intriguing. And Arbelos last year was doing it wasn't a Black Friday sale. It was a Labor Day sale.
Oh, yeah.
And so I grabbed this film and it blew me away. It is gorgeous. Some of the most gorgeous cinematography I've ever seen. It's very minimalist. It's very atmospheric. And so far, everybody I've shown this film, has also just really loved it. So
I am so excited to watch that because you did recommend that the last time I was on and introduced me to Arbelos. Cause I didn't know that was a thing that was even happening.
And yeah, they're very small.
Yeah, that's true. They do have a release coming up next year that I'm super excited about called Murdering the Devil from 1970, which is a Czech film. And so a lot of world cinema from them, and I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, so this was also the same cinematographer as Werkmeister Harmonies, which is another one of my favorite 4Ks of the year. So this is just a Blu-ray, but it's from a 4K transfer, and it's a gorgeous Blu-ray. I don't think you're missing out on anything. And I love this release because it comes in this like really nice envelope. It kind of comes with this like piece of art that's like from the, so the film is about this guy who's investigating a murder of a young girl. And so they have like a recreation of her drawing from the film.
Oh my God.
And then there's a great essay in here. There's great special features and just honestly, just, I don't know. I feel like this film should be like in the canon.
Yes.
Everybody else, Flaney and all those people.
We're putting it there. It's there. Oh my goodness. Agreed. That's awesome. All right.
So honorable mentions.
Well, I need to give a shout out to Milestone Films because they have been doing amazing things in their partnership with the Academy Film Archive, with Kino Lorber, and Rescuing Missing Movies this year. And so they did Household Saints, Nancy Savoca. I know I mentioned this the last time I was on, but this movie, the rights were a mess. The elements were not doing so great. And Milestone stepped up and said, hey, I will help you guys get that back into the world. They also did a movie called Bushman, which was about a immigrant man in 1960s, 70s, San Francisco, like right after the Summer of Love, right around the time of the civil rights movement. And it starts as a drama and becomes a docudrama because the lead actor gets deported. And it's a very interesting watch, I think. And so I'm really excited. Milestone has more stuff coming up. They have Naked Axe from 1996, which never found a distributor. And now it does have a distributor and a restoration, and it's coming back out into the world. I'm excited about that. And also a restoration of Charles Burnett's Annihilation of Fish, which I'm excited for next year as well.
Yeah, I have to shout out my first love with physical media, Criterion. Just obviously that's the biggest one. They didn't like these, like three that I picked were just, I mostly picked because they were just really exciting films that like had really cool packaging and stuff. But I love that Criterion's just reliable. And I think that's why, even though my favorite film of the year is also one of my favorite releases, I didn't put it in my top three. But Perfect Days, beautiful 4K. I just loved it. Mm-hmm. And then also Radiance Films. I got the box set of.
Oh, cool.
But of a Haxan, is that how you say it?
I always say Haxan, but I'm probably wrong.
Haxan, yeah, Haxan. That makes sense.
I have the.
So I got, yeah. One. Oh, nice, yeah. But the only reason why I didn't put it in my list is because I haven't seen it. So
right. You're like, it's good, I guess, probably.
I blind bought it because I just thought it looked really, the set looked really beautiful, and I wanted to see the different restorations and stuff like that. And I figured I would just wait until it came out. And I know I'm going to love it, so.
It's a fun movie. It's eerie, but it also has a lot of humor to it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of unsettling because you know that there's people out there who are genuinely frightened of that kind of film. And it's like, well, why? It's fun.
Well, yeah.
Criterion's done amazing, too. I actually have a stack of movies that were either only available on DVD or not at all. And Criterion went with Peeping Tom, Real Life, and Seventh Victim, I Walked with a Zombie double feature. These were all either on DVD in the U.S. or Peeping Tom was pretty much out of print at this point in the U.S. I had like a Korean Blu-ray. And they went straight from DVD to 4K with these releases. So that's really exciting. And I finally just watched
it. Peeping Tom would be one of my favorites of the year, too. Yeah.
Right? It's so good.
Also, I'd have to throw in For Me to Die For and Workmeister Harmonies are two of my other favorites that I got this year. I love Gus Van Sant, and I'm very excited for Drugstore Cowboy next year.
Yes, they're on a roll. Did you see My Private Idaho just went on the National Film Registry like yesterday or the day before?
That's great, because that's like probably one of my favorite films of all time. I think I would definitely put that in my top five.
One more. I just watched Not a Pretty Picture by Martha Coolidge, which I think you would really like because it's a mix of documentary and drama again, where this is a heavy one. So trigger warning for this one. It is about Martha Coolidge. When she was a teenager, she was raped by somebody that she knew. So it's basically a documentary about date rape. The actress in the movie within the movie also had an experience like that. And so they are recreating Martha's experience, but also talking about their own experience. And it's really interesting. I also thought it was really interesting that the lead actor, the guy who plays the assailant, probably did some of the most talking. And I was like, that's interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. I have that one. I just haven't watched it yet.
It's a rough watch in some ways, but I think it's really vital.
Yeah. I am on a mission to collect all of the documentaries that Criterion has released, and I'm getting pretty close to having all of them.
That's awesome. Do you have Streetwise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I need that one in my collection.
Anyway. Too many to talk about.
I know. I might just send you my list because I have a wish list. I have things I need to catch up on.
Sweet. I should do that too. To find a list of all the films that we discussed, go to KIOS.org, search for KIOS at the movies. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.